This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. This is lecture number 7B, I guess we're going to call it that. And the series is called 12 Scenes from Judgment Day. We simply are choosing certain scenes from the Day of Judgment. We know that the Day of Judgment is a very long day, 50,000 years long. And there are different stages of the day. You get resurrected, then you're driven to the land of gathering, then you're standing for years, then, you know, the people requesting the messengers to intercede for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to initiate reckoning and accountability, al-hisab yani, and then after that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interceding on behalf of humanity, because he is the one who would be given that status in the Day of Judgment. And after that, the scene of reckoning begins. And the scene of reckoning itself contains multiple scenes. It's a long scene, and it has in it multiple scenes. ولذلك the scholars, they say reckoning, al-hisab, comprises the following, or contains the following, or includes the followings. Number one, you standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every human being will stand in front of Allah. Except, like we're going to learn in a minute, except those who are exempt from the reckoning. We know that there are certain number of Muslims, believers, who will not go through reckoning. As soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arrives at the land of gathering in a way that suits His Majesty, immediately those who will be taken to Jannah. Good to Jannah. Khalas, you're done. And your way to Jannah. Allahumma sab'una alfa, 70,000, kama warad fil hadith, will enter Jannah, yadkhuluna al-Jannah, bighayri hisab, wala sabiqati azab. Without reckoning, without punishment. But everyone else, you're going to have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and simply answer the questions regarding what you did, regarding what you said. Everything that you said, you'll be questioned about it. And everything that you did, you'll be questioned about it. And inshallah, one of the segments which we'll address, inshallah, is the things which will be asked about. We have multiple hadith, but we know that even the atom, you will be asked about it. Even the word, why did you say it? Sufficient the hadith that the feet of the son of Adam is not going to move from the land of gathering until he is asked about what? Five things. There are other narrations of the hadith, four things. Look at these five things. What? Your youth. What did you do with it? عن شبابه. Because the youth is the time when you have your what? Your full strength. How did you waste that youth? in the obedience of Allah or in the fulfillment of whims and desires. عن شبابه, عن عمره in general, his life in general, about his wealth, money, how did you earn it and how did you spend it? I'm just giving you an example. Knowledge, that knowledge that you obtain, that knowledge that you learn, have you acted upon it or not? فالشاهد, the first thing is you standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this in a beautiful hadith, hadith Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu an, wal hadith fil Bukhari wa Muslim, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ma minkum min ahadin illa wa sayukallimuhu rabbuh. ليس بينه وبينه ترجمان. There is none of you but Allah will speak to without an interpreter, without a translator. Simply, Allah will speak your language. This is the first meaning of al-hisab. The second meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let you know what you did. Allah will let you know that you were obedient, you were disobedient, you deviated from the straight path, you were on the straight path, and the reward and the punishment for this. تعريف العبد بأعماله باستقامته بانحرافه. All of this. Number three, a scene out of this world, ya ikhwa. Again, what I'm trying to explain here, that the scene of reckoning, and that's why we're going to spend some time, even though we're talking about one scene, but it's what? We're going to end up with multiple scenes. That's why the lecture is 7B, because we already started the scene last lecture, and we're carrying on with it. The scene is called Tatayir al-Suhuf. Out of the absolute justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that before reckoning, before Allah actually questioning you about what you said, questioning you about what you did, a book will be brought out. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ. Every human being will have a book. And it will be said to you, read your book. The angel on the right wrote the hasanat, the angel on the left wrote the sayyat. Read. اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ. You count them. You count the hasanat, you count the sayyat. And the scene here is called Tatayir al-Suhuf. Tatayir al-Suhuf, how? I said a minute ago that each human will have a book. But how are you going to receive your book? After these books being piled up in the land of gathering, وَوَضِعَ الْكِتَابِ, after that these books will be flying in the air, will be scattered. And each book will land on the owner of the book. The believer will receive the book with the right. The other type will receive it with his left. And he would escape sometimes. He would run away and put his left behind his back. And the book will land on his left behind his back. That's why we read in Surah Al-Haqqa, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ وَسُورَةِ الْإِنْشِقَاقِ وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ, from behind his back. After that, ya ikhwa, so we said already three things here. Number four, the scene of reckoning also includes the weighing of the deeds, that your deeds will be placed in the scale. Law al-mizan. There will be a scale in the land of gathering. And we're going to talk about that scene. And we know, that three things will be placed in that scale. The individual himself, the human. Two, the a'mal, the deeds, after they are transformed into a material form. Yani,
Saying Alhamdulillah, is it material? Huh? Alhamdulillah, is it material? Can you? It's tangible? It is not tangible. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Walhamdulillahi tamla'u al-mizan. And saying Alhamdulillah will fill the scale. What about La ilaha illallah? There is one man of this ummah who will only come with La ilaha illallah. And that La ilaha illallah will outweigh all his sayyi'at. The al-a'mal, the deeds itself will become what? Physical, tangible. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about death. That when the people of Jannah are in Jannah, the people in hell are in hell, death will be brought and placed in between Jannah and hell. But death, what is death? Death is going to be transformed into what? The hadith says what? Into a sheep, a ram. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about the recitation of Al-Baqarah wa Ala Imran. Iqra'u al-Zahrawain. Recite Al-Baqarah and Ala Imran. Why? They will come in the Day of Judgment like what? Like birds. Group of birds flying to shade you. The last thing which will be placed in the scale, we said the individual, the mu'min or the kafir, the a'mal, the actions. The last thing is the records. As-sijillat, the book. The book itself. This is a scene also of the scene of reckoning. In generally, ikhwa, reckoning or accountability simply involves honoring the person. Like the believer, for example, will be honored. You know, you did this, you did a good job, you know. Even the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the believer in private. You remember you done this on this day, you remember and done this on this day, you remember and then Allah will say, I veiled you in the dunya, I didn't disgrace you, and today I'll forgive you. So it involves what? Mercy. Rahmah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يسيرا وينقلب إلى أهله مسرورا. The one who's given his book with his right, he will have an easy what? Easy reckoning. It involves rebuking. Did you do this? الكافر والمنع. Did you do this? ويوم يعرض الذين كفروا على ربهم أليس هذا بالحق؟ Isn't that the truth? قالوا بلى وربنا. قال فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون. They say yes, by our Lord, this is the truth. Then it will be said to them, taste the hell then for what he used to do of kufr in the dunya. فهذا هو الحساب in general, inshallah. طيب يا إخوة, the scene of reckoning begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arriving at the land of gathering. And again, when I say Allah arrives, Allah comes, this is an attribute, right? We have an evidence to establish it? Yes. كَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكًّا دَكًّا وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا. And the last lecture, actually, we spoke about the Maji, the coming of Allah in a way that suits His Majesty. That we affirm the attribute. But don't try to liken Allah to the created. Don't say Allah comes like somebody comes into the door. You can't say that. Well, subhanallah, right away. Tab, how Allah comes, I don't know. Should I try to find out? No, you shouldn't. مررها. وذلك الإمام أحمد يقول لك إيه, these attributes will do what? مررها. What مررها? Make it pass. القدوم معروف. Coming and going is known, right? Is known. But once it comes to Allah, I don't know. Why? Because the essence of Allah, ذاتullah, the divine essence of Allah is not like my essence. It's not like the essence of those whom I see coming and going. So there is no way for me to judge, so I leave it. But I believe that he comes in a way that suits his majesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will arrive at the land of gathering, and the first thing that will happen, mankind will present themselves to Allah in rows. وَعُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفَّى. They will stand in rows before the Lord of mankind. And then it will be said to them, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. You came to us like we created you the first time. لَقَدْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَلَّن نَجْعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا. All of you denied resurrection, denied the day of judgment. All of you. You all claimed, all of you, that there will be no appointed time for you to be here. Here it is. He's standing right here. الآية الأخرى أخرى beautiful. Allah will say, وَلَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا فُرَادًا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Look at this. وَتَرَكْتُمْ مَا خَوَّلْنَاكُمْ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِكُمْ. You left behind you in the dunya everything that which we given you. Where is your money? Where is your kids, your children? يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون. Nothing. The only thing that will benefit you, وتركتم ما خولناكم وراء ظهور. Including who? Those who talk as idols, as gods beside me. وَمَا نَرَى مَعَكُمْ شُفَعَاءَكُمْ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّهُمْ فِيكُمْ شُرَكَى. We do not see with you. Where are your intercessors? Those whom you worshipped. ما هو in the dunya, they used to worship the idols, and they used to say what? هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاءُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. They worship beside Allah that which doesn't benefit them, doesn't harm them, doesn't benefit them. And when they are asked, why do you do this? They used to say, هَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاءُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Look at Christians. They worship Jesus because he's what? He's what? He's related to God. They don't worship Jesus just for Jesus. لا. They worship Jesus because they believe Jesus is who? He's the Son. He's blood. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَنِ. وَلَذَكِ negating the fact that Allah begets a son is important. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَنِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. Why the most merciful needs to take? إِنْ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا آتِ الرَّحْمَنِ عَبْدًا. Everyone will come as what? As a slave. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا. Of course, ya ikhwah, imagine mankind from Adam until the last soul born, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may think that it's going to be noisy. And Allah is going to say to Murad, stop, don't talk. You know, when you have a big class, Harith. La. Look at this. وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. Faces will be humbled in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like this. وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسَا. The voices will be what? Stilled, silenced. You're going to hear what? Hams. Of course, the presentation of the disbelievers, the transgressors, will be different to the believers. Like the believers are going to be standing in rows in front of Allah. Look at the disbelievers or the transgressors. وَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ. The transgressors will be what? Bound together in fetters, in chains, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the end of the day, ya ikhwah, subhanallah, out of the anxiety and the fear, the people will not be able to stand. They will kneel. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَاثِيَةٍ. كل أمة تدعى إلى كتابها. And the only time they will be allowed to stand up, huh, is when they are supposed to grab their books. A scene out of this world, يا إخوة. الله المستعان. We mentioned that as soon as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the land of gathering, what is the first thing Allah will do? Is what? 70,000, and with each thousand another thousand. So how much? How many? 4,900, right? 70,000 times 70,000 is what? يعني around that money. Immediately go to Jannah. They will arrive Jannah, by the way. The angels who are responsible for guarding the gates of Jannah, they will say to them, Afikum Muhammad? Where is Muhammad? We were commanded not to open Jannah but to someone named Muhammad. So they will come back to the land of gathering. Can Ya Rasulullah come intercede for us please so we enter Jannah? Another thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do, Ya Ikhwah, which is what? Certain people will be taken out of the heat of the sun and they will be placed under the throne. Until this time there is only heat and sun, but when Allah arrives in a way that suits His majesty, subhanallah, the throne will be the shade there, inshallah. Then yani bi-idhnillahi ta'ala the scenes of reckoning will unfold, inshallah. Let us address four issues before we talk about the first scene of reckoning, which is the presentation of mankind. اللي هو إيه العرض. And what will happen. The first thing which is simply do kuffar go through reckoning? Do the disbelievers go through reckoning? We can address this last lecture, right? What was the answer? But why do they go through reckoning when their abode is hell? That's the argument. That's one explanation. But you see, if you look at the Quran, you will find text that says no, and text that says yes. Look at this now. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ. هَذَا يَوْمُ الْفَصْلِ جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْأَوَّلِينَ. The verse before it. هَذَا يَوْمُ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ. This is the day on which they will not speak, nor they will be given a permission to excuse themselves. But on the other hand, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. As for the one whose scale is light, those are kuffar. In a way, some of them will have nothing in the scale. So why the kafir would need his deeds to be weighed if he's going to hell? Like we mentioned, the Ikhwah, in the previous lecture, that the majority of the scholars, they say that the kuffar, the disbelievers, will go through reckoning. What is the wisdom? They came up with four. You kind of mentioned the first one, which is to establish the evidence against them. Out of the absolute justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will question them. Why did you do this? Why did you do this? In a way also to rebuke them. يا معشر الجن والإنس ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يقصون عليكم آياتي وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا؟ قالوا بلى وشهدوا على أنفسهم وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وشهدوا على أنفسهم أنهم كانوا كافرين. Oh mankind, jinn kind, haven't I sent a messenger to you warning you about this? They will say yes, we received the messenger. And they will witness against themselves. So in a way to rebuke them. The second wisdom, ya ikhwa, is which is Brother Frank referred to, because like the kuffar are required to implement the foundation of the religion, which is Tawheed. Because this is the first thing that they are required to do, right? What is the first thing that a kafir required to do? He comes and he says what? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. So he, that's the first thing. Even once it comes to da'wah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Mu'adh, إِنَّكَ تَأْتِي قَوْمًا أَهْلَ كِتَابٍ. When he sent him to Yemen, he said to him, the first thing that you call the people of Yemen, who are Jews and Christians too, you call them to what? To la ilaha illallah, to tawheed. So we know there is a consensus that the kuffar are required to implement tawheed. But what about the branches of the religion? Like salah, zakah, hajj. The view which is adopted by the majority, that yes. So even though a kafir who is not in tawheed, but he's supposed to pray, he's supposed to fast, even though it's not going to benefit him, but it will do what to him? It will lessen his punishment. Look at the question. ما سلككم في سقر. What got you into Saqar? Saqar is one of the names of hell. What did they say? قالوا. They said what? لم نكو من المصلين. We did not pray. ولم نكو نطعم المسكين. We did not give food to the مساكين. وكنا نخوض مع الخائضين. And we used to get involved in vain talk and nonsense. These are all branches of the religion, whether it is rituals or whether it is character. But look at the foundation. وَكُنَّا نُكَذِّبُ بِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ. This is the foundation of the religion. Came in last. اللهو الإيمان باليوم الآخر. Believe in the hereafter. Came the last piece. They're going to stand in front of Allah. How come you did not pray? How come you did not? These are the questioning which will. But here is really the most authentic piece, which is important. The kuffar, the munafiqun, are not alike. Like we say, Jannah is darajat. Jannah is multiple levels. How many levels? 100 and more. What are more than 100? Hell is what? Darakat. It's like stairs down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the munafiqeen, about the hypocrites. What did he say about them? إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ. Indeed, the hypocrites will be where? فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Will be placed in the lower level of hell. Ideal example, Abu Talib, Abu Lahab. Look at those two names. What is the relationship to the Messenger of Allah? Uncles. Both are uncles. And what is the common thing between the two? Both are what? In hell. Both are in hell. But Abu Talib will receive the least. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to speak about this man, he wouldn't say his uncle. He would say there is a man who will receive the least amount of punishment in hell. What kind? His feet, the bottom of his feet, أخمص القدمين, the bottom of his feet will be in hell. That's all, burning. But it will cause his brain to what? To boil. But look at Abu Lahab. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبْ. Look at this. سَيَصْلَى نَارًا ذَاتَ لَهَبْ. The flames will get to him. Even though both are what? Are kuffar. Certainly, the questioning of the kuffar is to identify which level of punishment will they receive. They said regarding the scale of a kafir, they said there are some scenarios that the kufr and the shirk and the sayyat, the disbelief, the hypocrisy, the nifaq of those people, their sins will be placed in one pan of the scale, and they will have no hasanat, zero hasanat. But what if they had hasanat? What if they had hasanat? Some of them go and do charity work, and help the human, and I mean, some of them are. Imagine, وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And Allah is addressing the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. It was revealed to you, O Muhammad, and those who came before you, لَإِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ. If you commit shirk, what will happen? لَا يَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ. All your amal will be what? Will be gone because of shirk. But really the view, ikhwa, that I feel very comfortable with, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so just, is so fair, that if the kafir does a good deed in the dunya, he will get the reward in the dunya. ولذلك يعني هؤلاء أقوام عجل إليهم ربهم حسناتهم.
Umar, when he entered into the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he saw him sleeping in a mat that the printed out in his back. فيا رسول الله كسرى سيزر, they sleep in beds and and here you are, the Messenger of Allah, sleeping on this. He said, Ya Umar, هؤلاء أقوام, those are people what? That Allah what? Giving them their hasanat where? In the dunya. Like sometimes a believer, ikhwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his life a little bit difficult. Because we know any difficulty that we go through in this dunya takes care of what? Of sins. Even sakaratul maut. When a person is inflicted with calamities, his sins fall down from him like the leaves leave the, fall down from a tree. فهذا هو إن شاء الله. بإذن الله تعالى إخوة, إن شاء الله, يعني we stop here for the sake of this was a review. I understand we didn't add whole a lot for two reasons, because we're really following a sequence, and we did not record the previous session, so we kind of recording it again. A lot of the brothers, mashallah, are following that series online, and they've been bugging me about it. So inshallah, I promise maybe this weekend we'll have one more lecture بإذن الله تعالى moving forward. But there is one more thing that we need to do, which is, what about, we said that there are two types of text. One text which affirm that the kuffar will be questioned, and there is another text that negates the questioning of the kuffar, right? So now if you adopt the view that the kuffar will be questioned, so what are you gonna, how can you sort out the text that says the kuffar are not going to be questioned? And I shared with you, فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ, on that day, the day of judgment, لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ. هَذَا يَوْمُ لَا يَنْطِقُونَ. This is a day on which they will not speak. وَلَا يُؤْذَنُ لَهُمْ فَيَعْتَذِرُونَ. Nor they will be given a permission to excuse themselves. So how can you sort out the text? They said, the scholars, يعني, لَا يُسْأَلُونَ سُؤَالَ رَحْمَةٍ. Now sometimes a person is asked a question of mercy. It's like your son or daughter, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, when they do something wrong, you tell me, يَا بْنِ, أنت, يعني, أنت, why did you do this? Huh? Why did you, what the kids do these days? Huh? Why did you break the iPhone? Why did you break the iPad? Why did you do this? This is a question, right? But look at the way that you're being asked. Huh? It's like, come on, tell me something that, so I let go. Come on. Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. Khalas. Yeah, go. Why did you do this? Huh? Why did you do this? You know, those are two different, the same thing is questioning, but this is to rebuke, to punish, and this is to honor. So what is meant here that the kuffar are not going to be asked a questioning of what? Of mercy. That's going to be what? Rebuking. Why did you do this? And again, to establish the hujjah against himself. Another thing which is really beautiful, and this is the view of Imam al-Qurtubi and al-Saffarin in his Aqidah, compiled this. He said that the day of judgment is too long. There is a portion of the day the kuffar are not going to be asked to speak. And this is where you apply this. That at the beginning of the day of judgment, they are not going to be what? No talking. Don't speak. After that, they will be asked to speak, because we know that وَلَوْ تَرَىٰ إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ. If you would just see the disbelievers, نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ, lowering their heads, عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, in front of their Lord, and they will say what? رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا. Oh Allah, we can see now. We can hear now. Can we go back to the dunya? Then they will be asked to speak. And we know that at one stage, they will actually dispute with Allah. He will say, Wallahi, Ya Rabbi, I did not do this, Ya Rabbi. I did not do this. He's going to say, Wallahi, I did not do this. He will say, by Allah, he swears by Allah, I did not do this. Or he will dispute with what? With the witnesses. Or will dispute with those who used to worship. إِذْ تَبَرَّأَ الَّذِينَ اتُّبِعُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا وَرَأَوُوا الْعَذَابِ وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهُمُ الْأَسْبَابِ. There is a certain time in the day of judgment where there will be no permission to speak, but after that they will be allowed to speak, inshaAllah. بإذن الله تعالى, next lecture, maybe Saturday, inshaAllah, we'll have between Maghrib and Isha, or maybe after Isha, inshaAllah. Because we're having that Hajji get together between Maghrib and Isha. So we'll see how it goes, inshaAllah. Maybe we'll present a portion of that lecture series, inshaAllah. We will continue with talking about three more points. Number one, the types of reckoning. The reckoning of a believer and the reckoning of a disbeliever. And then we're going to talk about the rules of the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like any courtroom, there are certain rules. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have certain rules that have to be implemented. And then finally, inshaAllah, the things which will be asked about in the Day of Judgment. And after that, we'll go through the scenes of reckoning. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين.